Shanta, your boy, Renetti.
What's going on? Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redacted Shunt for the Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook is Official Wild On, Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.
What's going on? The Hot to Watch is Box and the Pod that is to cast. We are the Real Dumbest, the Real Dumb Shit. That made no sense. Don't worry, I'm
just drunk!
I'm not drunk. I'm going to cut that bit out. It's fine. Yo, what's going on?
He's go drunk! Realize.
Gorillas, what's going on? We are in the mist, as it were. Just quick rundown on what the show is about today.
Who are you?
We've got little bits about Maddie Mechanics.
Who are you? Who are you? Who is this guy?
This guy is the one that they call Shunt, and he is the one that is called...
Redacted!
And
bitch!
And now I've nearly lost my train of thought. We're going to go on just a random riff, as it were. I'm trying to do what Redacted does, which is basically just surprise a motherfucker, literally on the podcast, just so he gets the sort of, idea of what it's actually like.
What?
Exactly. I've got the plan all stored up on my head. So, any dumb shit to report?
No.
Okay, I'm going to go straight into it. So, Shane Dawson...
But before that...
Oh, for Bomba Class. You know, I'm going to pour an apple juice while this motherfucker starts his shit. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was bluffing. I have nothing.
You have nothing?
Yeah.
All right, so first thing on the list is Shane Dawson and his escapades on the internet. The only reason why I'm covering this is because it's really fucking dumb.
Who the fuck knock is Shane Dawson?
Shane Dawson is another podcaster. Who believes it's okay to joke about scamming the shit. Much like us, but more dangerous. So, in his latest debacle...
Are you starting beef?
No. This shit's out there, bro. We have to cover the dumb shit. If you do something dumb, we have to cover it. This is what it is. This guy has alluded to having sex with his cat to all of his followers and listeners to his podcast. Discuss.
No comment.
We're bringing that shit back. That shit's
been... It never went away.
It's always there, bro.
It never went away.
No, basically, Redacted's actually frightened of getting into any form of, beef.
Nah, I'm not frightened of getting into beef.
Me, I don't mind if it's beef,
really
chicken.
Not really concerned with some dude that claims to have had sex with his cat.
I suppose. Speaking about cats, have you ever seen this documentary called Raw? It's not a documentary, it's an exploitation film where Millie Griffiths, the wife of Antonio Banderas at one point, got mauled by a tiger.
I haven't seen it, but I did listen to a podcast where they talked about it.
Okay, so we can basically, plagiarise their one if you want.
No, because they're better at it than us.
I doubt it. We can do this.
They actually do research.
Basically, Melanie Griffiths, her family, her mum was in a lot of Hitchcock films,
yep.
Decided to make their own film, bada bing, bada bam, get mauled by a tiger, whilst doing an intimate scene where tigers are just roaming. They had 20 tigers on set.
Yep.
Who does things like that?
Them.
Yeah, so, highly, highly, highly dangerous stuff, sir.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is dangerous and crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, I'm not busy.
Yes. Okay. We've got a new follower. How's your escapades on Instagram going, Mr. Redacted?
I got a new plan.
Got a new plan?
Mm.
What is it?
I'm gonna turn my Instagram into one of them fitness girl ones.
Fitness girl ones?
Yeah.
So your name is Redacted and now you're doing personal training?
Yeah.
For what purpose?
Well, no, not really pleasant, just mostly posing.
Jim posing.
What do you mean, what would I mean posing?
Well, you're just gonna take pictures of girls posing?
Yeah.
Cats Redacted.
I'm going to take pictures of myself posing. With girls posing.
Isn't that what everybody does on Instagram? So you're just going to become an Instagram guy?
Yeah.
It's fucking pointless, bro.
Everything's pointless. It's all pointless.
I liked it when you was like a prowler in toilets, bro.
What, the toilet connoisseur?
Yeah, toilet connoisseur. I prefer that idea than...
Get sponsored by Crep Protect.
Did you Crep Protect? I thought it would be Harpic, bro.
Hey, that's an avenue we can go down as well.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, is your toilet fresh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
Speaking about always.
Ultra.
Have you seen... actually, it's kind of related because we were speaking about Simon Pegg earlier, weren't we?
No, we weren't.
Yeah, we were.
Off mic.
Yeah. Sorry, my bad. So, yeah, in relation to sort of like toilets and, you know, fitness and all that stuff, Simon Pegg has got absolutely fucking ripped, yeah. Making all of us feel really friggin' fat. Ironically, Run Fat Boy Run has obviously paid off.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, he's meant to be doing a new drama or something like that, isn't he? It's a serious film.
I'm just interested to see it just based on how ripped he is. Like, what is he doing that he needs to be so ripped?
In a drama.
What was it called? Like, it was...
Inheritance,
that's it. Mm. Like, it doesn't sound like something you have to be super ripped for.
No, all power to him, but it's like drama. I reckon he's lying. I reckon he's got a role in the Marvel Universe, and he's slowly but surely, secretly...
Like who? Who would he play? I remember like a few years ago, many years ago now, he was rumoured to be Ant-Man.
Yeah.
But yeah, who would you think he'd be?
What, in the Marvel Universe at this current time?
Well, not at this current time, because it would be a character that you haven't seen yet.
Well, I mean, there's...
future time.
Well, to be honest with you, DC need him more than Marvel.
DC need all the help they can get.
We'll come back to that. But yeah, I mean... I don't know, I mean... Are we going with his natural hair colour? Is he going to get his hair?
He can dye his hair.
I would reckon Reed Richards would probably be a good fit based on his current physique.
He's not really old enough though.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess technically he's old enough, but he doesn't really look like a Reed Richards.
Doesn't look like a Thing or a Human Torch either.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just thinking of like characters. Characters that are out there. Iceman maybe, a grown Iceman.
A bit old for Iceman.
Well, I mean, the new Iceman could be old. I prefer older Iceman than a young, weird-looking Iceman like they had in X-Men.
But I don't want them to Batman the X-Men and just do like a old-ass
X-Men. Which Batman?
Just any Batman where he's old and he's about to retire. It's like, I got 5 days to my retirement. I don't want that shit, Batman.
But to be fair, it's only ever happened twice. It's only ever happened twice.
That's twice too many. Mm. It's twice too many. And considering he was in 2 films, I count that as 3 times.
I'm going to disagree.
You can't disagree. It's the truth.
Batman Begins is beginning.
No, I'm talking about Batman Rises, Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises, yeah, that's the return.
BVS and Justice League.
Yeah.
It's 3 films.
Yeah, we didn't deserve
They're the, all the most recent ones, so, yeah.
I don't know.
No retirement age Batman or X-Men.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, like, alright, so, not that then, and what about... Because he's lean-ripped. Yeah. Like, he's not wide-ripped. So, I'm thinking maybe a Professor X you'd be ideal for.
Some waist. You don't need like a super ripped for X.
Nah, look at me pushing the wheelchair.
Sitting right. Hey, he's in a hover chair, Blade.
That's another thing. Just put him in a fucking hover chair.
Yeah.
Don't you dare give me another freaking wheelchair bound on the ground, Professor X.
Don't want to see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't need to see it.
Exactly. I'm willing to be floating around with the power of his mind.
No, we'll just the chair terminology.
I mean, that's another thing that pisses me off about Professor X, now that we're on the subject.
Yep.
You have psychic abilities which allow you to sort of, like, levitate and move things, right?
No.
Yeah, he has.
No.
What, has he only got...
He's got psychic abilities. He doesn't have telekinetic abilities.
You sure?
Yes.
Brother. My point's now gone, so it's fine. But basically, you know, if you had those psychic abilities...
Yeah, just float around. Why would you be in a chair? But that's the reason.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so, yeah. Other than that, I don't know, what about... maybe something a bit more weirder, I guess?
I don't know, maybe a villain.
Purple Man, a proper Purple Man, maybe.
We've seen that recently.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need to be ripped.
So somebody that's Morph, we'd be great at Morph.
Yeah,
Morph.
I'm down with that. Mm-hmm. Or
Plastic Man.
Or, ooh.
Same
beer, yeah,
Plastic Man.
I could actually see him be a Plastic Man.
yeah, but Inheritance doesn't make any sense.
Or The Question.
No.
What?
No.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
Well, basically, just on the state of play, bro, you've got The Question, or Future Question, whatever question you want to talk about.
Yeah.
In Birds of Prey.
Is he? He's not in Birds of Prey.
She.
Oh. Yeah, but she's not the Question yet. So he can be the Question until he dies.
Yeah, but then it's just... Don't do it to me. I'm not doing it.
Why?
It's just going to get me angry. You might as well call him the Shadow, bro.
Nah.
You might as well be the Shadow. Nah, you have Cyberpunk play the Shadow.
I had a question.
Simon Pegg and not show his face.
Or?
What?
Mr. Freeze.
Villain-wise, yeah. That's solid. Very solid.
Yep.
Toad, even.
I was thinking Toad, but...
Two-offs.
Not two-offs, but... Well, I mean, I guess, yeah. But... Just, I think it's a bit of a waste.
Yeah, speaking about a bit of a waste, what of time that is. James Gunn, back in the fun.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Good news. Rejoice, ring the bells. He's coming home.
After Suicide Squad 2.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, my question to you is...
If we get a decent Suicide Squad out of it, it was worth it.
My question to you, though, Redacted, is do you reckon it was a transfer?
Right, you think he got loaned out?
Yeah.
He was out on loan?
Out on loan.
Yes.
No, it's because it's like, the controversy weren't even that deep for Disney to fire him.
Yeah.
I reckon it was a case of, all right, James, we've got a mission for you, if you choose to accept it. Now, as you know, we're trying to keep this comic book thing going.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel's doing really well. But, you know, it'll make it do even better if we actually had a competitor to actually go against. Now, you're superb. You're one of our best assets in Guardians of the Galaxy. And we appreciate you so much. I just want that to be, you know, told you, Mr. Gunn.
Thank you.
And, we've got an idea. It's a bit, you know, avant-garde. But what we're going to do is that we're going to pretend to fire you, and then we're going to leave you floating towards DC. I mean, we've got this other film called Brightburn.
Mm.
It's complete bullshit. It's just something to, you know, say, oh, look, Superman, over here, sort of thing. And then that'll draw them in, and then we want you to work on one of their big projects, i.e. the one that we hate the most over at Marvel, Suicide Squad. Good news is, right?
Suicide Squad.
Good news is, you don't have to worry about anything stupid like Will Smith, because we're hoping, like, we've been hearing, like, little bits of their strategy and all that stuff. They're going to kill off that side of things, you know, with, like, Margot Robbie and all that stuff. Actually, they're going to keep Margot Robbie because she's a bit of a fitty sort of thing. So, we're going to try and work a new angle where we just sort of, like, get rid of Will Smith and all the other ones. Actually, with they're talking about, like, Idris Elba and all that stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, basically, what we're going to do is we're going to put you on transfer. You're going to go there. You're going to write Suicide Squad 2. And you're going to come back once your mission's accomplished.
And I can still do Guardians.
Yeah. Although, we did want to give it to WTTT, but, we'll give it to you. But that's your proviso. You have to accomplish your mission within the next 2 years.
I accept.
Dun dun dun! And that's how it happened, I reckon.
Probably.
I mean, what film would they have had out at that time?
Who?
DC. It would have been Wonder Woman 84, innit?
At what time?
The time where he was asked to join. Because it was meant to be last summer, innit?
What was
it? Wonder Woman? When he got hired.
No, it was like a couple of months ago.
No, when did James Gunn get fired?
Oh, like October, November, I think.
So, yeah. So I reckon it's around about that time where they saw the new, because that was the same time, coincidentally, that it revealed all of the new films.
Yeah.
And I reckon Disney were upset about that.
they're gonna crash this ship. We're all gonna go down.
You're all gonna go down. People are just gonna get weaned off comic book films, and then we'll be fucked. We've got like 20 years worth of Marvel content to put out, so we have to make DC better.
They need help. Yeah, we've got a streaming service. We've got a streaming service to feed.
Oh dear. What have they got? They've got the W. What's that? So, MD Agar hats. Yeah, Wadaga hats, yeah.
The fuck is that?
Make DC great again.
Oh, hats.
Hats. Wadaga hats. Remember, you heard it here first. Wadaga hats.
Yeah. Make DC watchable again, I'd settle for.
Definitely. Make DC decent again.
Make DC palatable again.
I mean, Aquaman was okay.
Yeah.
I guess. To be fair, I felt relief, but then when I watched with Captain Marvel, that was like the most average film. Like, in regards to sort of like, you know, the Marvel effort of Captain Marvel, not Shazam.
Yeah.
Shazam, still questionable. Although I do get the angle. Can't be as bad as the other ones. That's the only thing. Basically, if you drop a piece of shit into a pile of manure, what difference do you make when you take your handful again? It's a terrible analogy, but it's very accurate.
Yeah.
It's disgustingly inaccurate. Oh, God. But, yeah. Quite dark. Speaking of dark and places of darkness.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi.
Why is that dark?
And I just want to throw you off. See, this is what you do to me all the time.
No, I don't.
Speaking of DC movies.
Maybe. Oh, God. I don't know what you're talking about.
So Shang-Chi's got a new director.
Yeah.
I think his name is Wang. Is it Wang?
Is it?
I believe it's Wang. It's
racist.
It's not racist. Racist. Maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah, his name's Ben.
Ben Wang.
Benjamin Button.
Oh, gosh, shut up. let's see. Shang. This is Shang Chi. Yeah. Chi.
Master of Kung Fu.
Master of Kung Fu, which I find offensive.
Why? He's a Kung Fu master. How is that offensive?
That's what I'm saying. Say Kung Fu master, he's not a master of Kung Fu.
Yeah, but he's master of Kung Fu.
Yeah, but it's just the way you meant to say it. You can't be a master of Kung Fu if you're not a Kung Fu master. If Kung Fu master's always been better. That's what the game was called.
So?
Call it Kung Fu master.
Maybe he wanted to differentiate himself from...
Oh, by being a master Kung Fu of master.
Yeah, because he's the best.
Fucking pointless.
He's the best.
Pointless.
Maybe he's mastered all of Kung Fu. That's why.
No way.
Why not?
No way you can do that.
Why not?
Unless you're a mutant.
Apparently Batman's done it.
No, he hasn't. He's mastered several arts of Kung Fu.
Yeah, see, he tried to do it.
Yeah, but he just stopped at whatever works. You know?
Yeah, because he had to do other shit as well.
Well, like crime fighting and...
No, like criminology and law.
Yeah, you didn't have to study criminology and all that stuff until friggin'
and,
Joker and fucking Riddler jumped on the scene.
Science, physics.
I think he learned that on the job, bro.
Biology.
He didn't study
biology. You didn't fucking learn it on the job.
You did, bro.
No. You can't just randomly learn physics and biology.
Oh, God.
She needs to be studied. Well, that's why he's not the master of Kung Fu. He's just the master of several arts.
Several arts. He's just, he's Batman. Anyway, so Fu Manchu's meant to be the baddie, I believe. I mean, at the moment, it's all over the place. I mean, in regards to the information that's driving out.
Did you say that the director was?
I'm still looking. Just rubbish articles, bruv.
You are not good at this.
I'm pretty sure it's Wang.
I'm pretty sure his name is not Wang. You're terrible at this.
You're terrible, huh?
Bruv, when I'm running the show, all the information's right there, innit?
When you're running the show, you can suck these nuts.
No.
Fair enough. Brie Larson, blah, blah, blah. It's just got a picture of the guy. Isn't it? She got Jakarta. No, that's just... Sorry, that's the shout out of the freak. I'm going to cut that bit out.
Motherfucker. What?
It's just the name. So, they signed on directors for Black Widow and the Eternals as well. With a script for Dark Avengers as well. So, ooh. Told you, Dark Avengers.
What? That's not coming out.
It's been scripted.
Oh, wait, what'd you say? Dark Avengers?
Dark Avengers.
For some reason, I was thinking you said Justice League Dark. that's not coming out.
No, that's definitely not. But Dark Avengers, I told you.
They're not doing Dark Avengers.
They are, there's a script.
Nah.
They've got Norman Osborn. They have to introduce him in some fucked up sicko way.
Nah.
Yeah. And Endgame, spoiler alert, might include, certain parties departing. And certain parties, such as Norman Osborn. Dying. Huh?
You mean people dying?
No. People don't die in comics. It's an illusion.
So what, they're just going to leave?
Yeah, and then he gets filled here, well, his position gets filled with Patriot.
Who?
Iron Man. Earman.
Earman?
Earman, yes. You know, they just say it's just got a director. I'm pretty sure that guy, I know his face.
You don't. You don't know anything.
Yeah, I do. Alright. Asian-led. So he's Asian. That's the first thing. Oh, Cretan. Destin Daniel Cretan.
Sounds exactly like Wang.
It's definitely Wang. And his initials are DC. Or DDC.
DDC.
So DDC is...
Wang.
Not Wang.
Racist.
It's not racist. I'm going to cut that out and make you look like the racist.
There's no way you can.
Can. Well, do. But yeah, so yeah, Captain Marvel, consecutive weeks. How many consecutive weeks at number one do you reckon? I reckon four.
Until Shazam comes out?
Mm-mm, until friggin' Avengers comes
out. Nah, Shazam.
You reckon Shazam will knock it off?
Yeah, of course. Because there's enough weeks for it to, like, for it to make enough money that just opening day Shazam will just be it. Not for any thought of Captain Marvel. It's just that it's a big film and it's going to be coming out, and it just makes sense that it will
okay,
be.
Okay, real talk. How many times do you reckon that you're going to watch Marvel Endgame?
What, in the cinema or yep. just in life?
I mean, life. No, in the cinema.
Upon
theatre release.
I don't know. I saw Infinity War, I think, 3 times.
Mm-hmm. That's 9 hours. That's a lot.
I saw I think I saw Ultron 4 times. Mm. I think I saw it 2 times. No, I think I saw it 4 times.
Why did you watch it 4 times?
I just saw it with different people.
Did you lie to all of them and say it's the first time you see it?
Some of them.
That's horrible. Oh wow! I wonder what happens now. Oh wow! What's going? Wow!
It's not horrible. It's just
the lies have redacted.
It's not a lie.
It is.
It's just omittance of the truth.
No, it's avoidance of the truth.
It's the truth is redacted.
The truth is redacted. You can't use your name like that. Really. Hmm? You can't use it.
Hashtag the truth is redacted.
The truth is redacted. Oh God. Dear oh God.
What?
So yeah, what's the other dumb shit that I saw? Right, I'm just gonna look at some highlights just to refresh the memory. And so Game of Thrones. You excited?
Yeah.
I am as well, although all I've seen is just dragons flying around and it's very confusing.
What are you pinging for?
Am I pinging? I don't know.
Of course you're pinging.
I don't know.
It's making all kind of nonsense noise.
I don't know. Ah, yeah, it was me. Sorts.
Of course it's you.
Hello.
You're the older unprofessional in the room.
Suck, Batty.
No, thank you.
You must suck the Batty. Anyway. So, yeah. Let's see. Oh God, so Suicide Squad, complete reboot.
He's made a lot of films I have not seen or care to see.
Who?
DDC? Yep.
Okay.
Actually, Short Term 12 is supposed to be good, I think.
Don't care.
He also made The Shack.
Mm-hmm.
He also made I'm Not a Hipster.
I really don't like him.
Just Mercy.
And you know, I was thinking of when I said that.
What, when you said your racism?
No. When I thought it was Wang, it was meant to be Chen. Because I saw an article with Chang Chen.
See, just pure racism.
Not racism, bro.
Pure racist.
Bastardo. So yeah, I don't know. There's pretty much nothing really going on in the world of entertainment. Not. Well, the websites that I usually frequent are...
Oh, Just Mercy's not out yet. It's out in 2020.
What's Just Mercy? Oh, is it a film in production?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Glass Castle.
I don't know how I feel about the new motive in Transformers. Do you want to hear it?
Say what?
Transformers to lean into love stories in the future.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
So what's your thoughts on metal on metal lubricated action?
No one wants to see that shit.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Are you sure the robot's getting their love? Maybe it's
I mean, that's what you'd be paying to
maybe
see.
Maybe it's the people.
Robo loving.
Yeah, but that's what we thought we were paying to see in the era of LaBeouf, and all we got was like him fucking about and his parents being stupid.
Yeah, I hear that.
I always go back to like we spent like 20 minutes watching him do job interviews. Don't want to see that in a Transformers film.
I mean, that was absolutely fucking pointless, isn't it?
Don't want to see that in a Transformers film.
Oh, dear. Job applicants. Let's give him some, you know, realism. Let's give him some.
No, I don't want realism in a fucking. It's Transformers!
Exactly.
The giant robots. I don't want realism. I want to see shit blow up.
Oh, dear. So apparently they're leaving Superman behind.
Who?
DC.
That's a mistake.
That's what they're saying.
That is a mistake.
DC are making a mistake leaving Superman behind. I don't think so. You got what? Like, with Superman, he's a two-tone character, isn't he? So.
Well, only if you paint him that way.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, this current Superman.
There's things you can do.
Is a two-tone character.
Yeah. Mostly one-tone, which is miserable.
Oh, dear. So, apparently... Oh, God. I've seen the worst thing. Bumblebee sequel will have more of Michael Bay's Transformers action. Wasn't that what ruined it in the first place?
I don't think so. I think it was mostly Shia LaBeouf and his parents.
Yeah, but still, it didn't transfer over into Mark Wahlberg.
I don't know. I didn't see the second one he was in. I only saw the first one he was in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Nintendo pulls adult game from eShop because of lazy censorship.
Yeah, I heard about that. No. Did I hear about that?
What does it mean by adult game? And why wasn't I informed? Why wasn't I told? Is that something in Japanese? Oh, the Japanese.
Yeah. Yeah, they for some game they pulled all the, they pulled the game or the, whatever.
So Super Real Mahjong.
Blah 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 blah.
That was the game, Super Real Mahjong. PV. Was released for the Nintendo Switch in 2019. That included censorship in the forms of beams of light that covered anything explicit that appeared in the game. It appears that the beams of light weren't covering enough as Super Real Mahjong PV was pulled from the Nintendo eShop in Japan. I don't know who is playing Mahjong for the tease.
I don't know. I don't know.
Have you ever seen that game?
It's people frightened in it like they don't want to see this.
I mean, how the hell can you play Mahjong and jack off?
Strip Mahjong.
Ugh.
Ugh.
How would that even fucking work?
Easy. When you lose, you strip off, innit?
How do you lose a Mahjong? What are the rules?
The rules are don't lose.
Don't lose. Don't lose, but how do you... What? Huh?
I don't know.
Like, with poker, I get it, because there's stakes involved. You know, there's... You know, there's raising, there's, you know, like, I raise you a top for your draws if I get this card completely correct.
I guess. Do people do that?
Yeah, that's what poker's about.
I thought you just lose and you just take off something. You know, play strip blackjack.
I mean, strip blackjack, what is that, some ghetto version of strip poker? Is that 21? Ha ha, my turn, or what is it? Wonder why teenage pregnancies happen.
Strip snap.
That just sounds too dangerous for the penis.
Why?
Strip snap.
Well, yeah. It sounds more dangerous than it is.
No, if you strip it and you snap it, you're fucked, bro.
Nah. And plus, you snap, then you trip.
What? When you snap, then you. What? You snap, then you strip.
The snapping comes first, obviously.
Nah, only if the person has the same card. Only if the person has the same card.
Well, yeah, but then if they don't have the same card, then there's no stripping.
I don't know. No,
so you're totally safe.
I don't think, no one's ever safe.
You're worrying about nothing.
Oh, God, speaking of worrying about nothing, have you seen the
late... Strip pairs? What?
What is that with you and trying to get naked?
What?
It's just... Filth, bruv.
What filth?
Trying to get naked over playing card games. Other than black, or is it poker?
So why is poker acceptable, but pairs is not?
and it's not acceptable.
Why not?
Too many ramifications.
Like?
Who's laying the cards?
What difference does it make? You take turns.
No, we pay.
They lose the deals.
Sounds
and
paid.
Strips.
What?
Strip pairs. What part of this are you not getting?
You can't deal the cards if you're stripping. Somebody has to be dealing.
You strip first, and then you deal, isn't it?
Oh God. You're gonna get cancelled before me. I know that much.
Huh?
You're gonna get cancelled before
Bruv,
me.
I'm above being cancelled. I'm fucking bulletproof.
Bruv, right now.
Cancel proof right now.
Yeah, it's bulletproof as a wet tissue in a frigging hurricane, bruv.
Redacted.
Terrible. Terrible. Terrible stuff. Alright, so into the mailbag,
I
reckon.
Beautiful stuff.
I reckon. Have you got any correspondence?
I do, actually.
Okay, I'll let you go first while I ready myself.
Why don't you go first while I ready myself?
Because I called it already. I'm readying myself as we speak.
Yeah, but I also need to ready myself.
You can't ready yourself. You should have been ready. I asked you.
What? No, you just sprung.
No, I said into the mailbag. Into the mailbag, that's what I said.
Yeah, exactly. You give me like 0 seconds.
Oh, well, mine's stupid.
And what happened to your thing anyway?
What thing?
The replaceables or whatever the fuck you're talking about.
Okay, here we go. I was going to do the mailbag and I was going to do replaceables, but okay, considering Redacted is running the show, it's fine.
I'm not running the show.
I was going to end on a high note, you know, because this mailbag is shit. I'm trying this new thing, you know, like ending on the high note.
Nah, let's not do that.
What are we not doing?
Ending on high notes. Let's not make that a thing.
Yeah, we have to.
No, we need to end in the gutter of the mailbag.
No. Because the mailbag, every single time I do it, I just get upset. I get really, really upset.
Alright, well, let's end on your thing then.
That's what I'm saying. No, we're doing the mailbag now. That's what I'm saying.
Alright. Let's get this correspondence up.
Okay, I'm gonna let you know my one is really dumb.
Do your one first then.
Who is your favourite Beano character? Sorry. From Mr. Lipperschwitz. I can't remember.
Let me get them up quickly because I know it wasn't Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, he was shit, bro. Your man is dog. Shit. I used to just buy it because you used to have like a sweetie on the top of it or something like that. It was Dennis the Menace and Nash on. There was like some chick.
Yeah.
Minx or something.
Oh, yeah. Minx, Desperate Dan. Billy Wiz. Billy Wiz was my favourite character.
Yeah, Billy Wiz, is he the one with the long neck?
Nah, he's the fast one.
Oh dear.
Biffo the Bear.
What's that?
Ivy Terrible, Little Plum, Rasha.
Hey, Walter the Softy.
B. Les Pretend.
Oh yeah, actually, you know, my favourite one's Banana Man. Banana Man was a favourite.
I don't even remember seeing him in it.
He used to be in like the early ones.
Freddie Fair, Jojitsu, Derek the Sheep, Richard the Lion, Joe King.
Yeah, I used to like Desperate Dan, and I used to like
Wee Ben Nevis, The Smasher, Winnie the Witch. What was that gang called?
That's the one I used to like as well, the gang.
Yeah, it's like that. But yeah, I think it was Billy the Wiz.
Images. Were they like? Yeah, the guy with Bash Street Kids.
That's it. Yes, the Bash Street Kids used to be my favorite. Mine as well. Then it was Billy the Wiz.
Yeah, it's the guy with the long neck and the tongue.
Yeah.
So that's our favorite Beano character.
Yeah.
Which is ironically the same. Once we got down to it, we actually like the same Beano character.
What I want to say to Mr. Lipperschwitz or whatever the fuck his name is, When you, or to you and everyone else,
please.
Like, when you write a question like that, like, you know, holler in it. Like, what's your favorite character as well? It's not all about us. It's about you lot too.
I don't know. I reckon it is all about us.
Well, speak for yourself. I'm saying it's about you lot too. Like, I want to know what your favorite shit is as well. Like, don't just ask me. Like, you know, like, if you listen to the show, you all understand what our favorite shit is anyway.
Yeah, I suppose.
So I have a question. What?
No. It's not you. It's the person. No, I could stand questions for you. It's just.
I have a question from.
I remember when I introduced this, I was really enthusiastic. I thought, yeah, this is going to be a great addition to the show.
Yeah.
Just constantly disappointed, Brev.
I have a question from Johnny Dyer, 86.
Dyer. Is he related to.
Or Danny, your mate Danny.
Is he related to Danny, though?
I don't know. There's no backstory on this. It's just the email.
Fine.
It's hard enough getting these motherfuckers to write, like, their answer to their own question.
Oh, God.
Like, you expect them to write a backstory as well.
Yeah. Please ensure that you have a backstory. Otherwise, we'll
No backstories.
Give me all that backstory.
No backstories.
Give me your motives.
I don't want no motives.
Let
just
me know what you had for breakfast.
Ask the question and keep it moving.
Let me know what you had for breakfast the day before that.
Question, keep it moving. Also answer your question, especially if it's like, what's your favourite, or some shit like that.
Yeah,
just put
like,
that shit
like,
on there.
So phrase it in a way like, you know, like Jeopardy. Our new Jeopardy, as it were, is that you give us your answer.
Yep.
So for example, my favourite Beano character is blah blah blah. What's your favourite Beano character and why?
Yeah.
You know, just go full blown live and kicking on us, please.
Oh no and why. You get one question.
Fair enough, yeah. Yeah, no, and why. Unless it's why. Something, why is it the case of blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
No, and why. You've got one question. Don't try sneaking two. This dude, mm-hmm. Danny Dyer's uncle.
No.
Alright, it's a bit of a long one.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay.
I was watching Screen Junkies a few weeks ago.
Oh, God. Yeah?
What?
Just saying, I've, like, literally listed off the parameters, and this fucker's already done it. It's like, he's going to give us, like, you know, like, his rundown of the thing and say, what do you guys think about it? You know, I know what sort of question this is, but carry on.
Why are you complaining?
I'm not complaining. I'm just thinking,
like, you've only just
it's
said.
It's too soon.
You've only
it's too
just
soon.
Said.
I just said it.
Exactly. But
I've
this
just
came
said it.
In. This came in. Before you said it.
Oh, for fuck's sake. All right, fine.
I was watching Screen Junkies a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And one of the questions was centered around...
What show is Screen Junkies?
Hmm?
They haven't even got, like, multiple shows.
They got a couple of different shows.
This guy, Karen. Not you, the guy that wrote that, Karen.
Yeah, one of the questions was about... what's the best animated series?
Yeah.
The panel chose Legend of Korra, Avatar,
mm-hmm.
and Batman animated series.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were talking about animated series a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
What would you have in your list? So by this email, I'm guessing it was, well, pretty sure it was Movie Fights, because I saw that episode as well. It's one of my favorite shows.
Okay.
So Movie Fights is three people battling about movies.
Why three people?
That's how many they usually have. Sometimes if it's a title match, it's two people. But most of the time, week to week, it's three people. They get questions about movies. They come up with answers and debate.
Just a quick thing before we get into that. If anybody feels that they can test the tastiness of my movie knowledge on Movie Fights, whatever friggin' other internet shows there are, please, by all means, contact the Shunkness. I will humiliate anyone you put in front of me, bruv. But yeah, carry on. I just wanted to get it off my chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Comtess. She will shunt you up.
You know, we could do a tag team. You know, Shunt and Redacted versus all of you motherfuckers.
Oh, we kill.
Yeah.
We murder. Terrorize. Terrorize.
While you're coming up with your background argument, I'm telling you to shut up, bruv. Rudely interrupted. But what about shut your mouth, bruv? Done.
Exactly, shut the fuck up.
Okay, so...
Yeah, so one person chose... One person argued for Korra.
Mm-hmm.
That actually was... She was the voice of Korra.
Bias.
Well, she did win.
Yeah, because she was there. That's the only reason why she won. It's because she was there.
I can't even remember if she won. I can't remember.
If she won, it's only because she was there.
It's
not because of her argument. You ain't going to tell the voice. Like, just imagine if you were going up against, like, yeah, Mark Hamill, and he said the Batman animated, or like, something about the Joker or something like that. You can't not let him win after that.
Yeah, probably.
It's a dick move. Carry on.
Probably. Right.
You're choosing your own show.
I think I can beat him.
Same here. I mean, I've got confidence.
Avatar, as in The Last Bit Airbender.
Yeah.
And, Batman animated. So, what would. Like, if you were on the show, what would you argue for?
So, obviously, it has to be something I'm passionate about. And I'd have to watch every single episode.
Probably.
Then I would have to go with... Right, best animated show. Is this just across the board? Because it's a very vague narrative.
Yeah, anything that's animated. Anything that's a show... And it's animated.
See, I've got two in my mind already.
God.
First one would be Rocko's Modern Life.
Okay.
Very slash. Good, I mean, like, this is... Actually, I've got three. Rocko's Modern Life, Ren and Stimpy, and my favourite one. God.
I'm about to say something controversial.
And cow and chicken.
Cow and chicken.
Only because it was a medley show.
Motherfucker.
It's mainly for I Am Weasel. That's the only reason why. I used to watch that shit and I used to laugh. I R Baboon. That was just the most perfect character. Like, no matter what fucking feeling I felt inside, I watch I R Baboon do something stupid and I'm on the fucking floor. It's just IR Baboon. It's like they both came out of the same, like, mutagenic pool.
Yeah.
And he is, like, slightly more retarded than I Am Weasel. I Am Weasel's doing all, like, this presidential stuff, and IR Baboon is following in his footsteps, and it kind of reminds you of Donald Trump now, anyway. No, I could do it better.
I mean, it's difficult because, you know, we did grow up in the golden age.
Yeah, that's another thing. I didn't want to show my age on that one as well.
I think you already did, fucking Cow and Chicken.
No, Cow and Chicken is fun. But, I mean, like, it's not my golden age. My golden age is 1980, son. Like, you know, you got your He-Mans. You got your Thundercats.
He-Man don't really stand up, though.
Nah. Because it was, like, made out of glass, the whole thing looked like it. Everything was just, like, it's just weird. But mind you, when you're watching it through that fucked up TV, it's okay. When you're watching it on HD, nah, bruv.
Yeah, but not even...
Looks
just the look, like, everything else. Everything else doesn't stand up also.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But to be fair, they did okay because that was just a rushed TV show.
Yeah.
It's literally, like, done, like, 6 months into the production of... The toy. So the toy came out. The worst thing about the toy is that the toys had, like, different characters that were never in the show. Mainly because it got cancelled before time, apparently.
Did it?
Yeah.
I feel like it was
the original concept of...
It was on for a long time and they had, like, different iterations.
We just had a lot of repeats.
Yeah, but they were different ones. It was, like, that one where he went into the future.
Did he?
Yeah.
No, you're talking about the new Adventures of He-Man. That's a completely different series. It's not connected to the original.
No, I'm not saying it's connected, but, like, It just seems weird that it got cancelled and they brought another version.
I think they just want to sell new toys. Probably. Who the hell thought of a space fucking pirate He-Man with a ponytail is going to be okay?
Kids like space.
They don't like
pirates.
They don't like pirates with ponytails.
Why not?
I don't know. For some reason, it's like free flowing or something. I can't remember. That's what
pirates. I used to have a He-Man. It was one of my favorite toys. I also had a Battle Cat.
I didn't have a Battle Cat, but I had a He-Man and a
Skeletor. I lost it when I moved house.
You must have been devastated.
It was the worst thing that ever happened to me.
I once hit my sister in the head with a Thundercat sword, or Sword of Omens. She's still alive, nice. So it doesn't work. You're too dead. The bane of evil. Oh dear. It's peak, right?
Yeah. Yeah, controversially, I didn't love Ren and Stimpy.
See, when did you watch it, or where did you watch it?
At home.
Nah, but what channel on TV?
Two?
BBC Two. See, the BBC Two one, controversially, was actually edited.
I don't think that's why I didn't love it.
No, but this is the thing. A lot of the, like,
I don't think that was what
it's only when I got older. It's only when I got older that I watched some of the shows on.
Yeah.
Was it Nicktoon Late or whatever?
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy, bruv.
Yeah, it is.
The whole thing was
like,
crazy. Like, did you see the episode of The Fireman?
Maybe.
On BBC Two, it's just like, hey, here you go. I saved you, baby. And he walks away.
Yeah.
The episode is like half an hour long and it's nuts. Like, nuts. The guy sets himself on fire and jumps into fire and says you can't burn if you're already burning.
I saw that. Yeah, I remember that.
Just nuts, bro.
I saw that.
Dashing a granny out a window, like, casually. It's just crazy, bro.
Yeah, I mean...
Another controversial thing is that in the game...
Another controversial thing is I think that's why I didn't like it, because sometimes it's just too dumb.
And what about Powdered Toast Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean... I'm not saying I didn't enjoy some of Ren and Stimpy. I watched it.
Not only did he fly backwards, he farted in people's toes.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
It's nuts.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, it's dumb. I just...
Powdered Toast Man had me wetting myself. Yeah. What's that? There's a couple of them.
Yeah.
A couple of them.
I mean... I'm pretty sure...
It's because of the only reason why I pull it up there is in regards to animated shows.
Yeah.
It's because it set a precedent with the close-ups and all that stuff, the attention to detail and all that nonsense. It's a different show. You can't say that there's another show like Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
Although Cow and Chicken does have its moments that are sort of like a throwback, but then it's like a throwback.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I really didn't dig on Cow and Chicken as well. It's just a poor man's Ren and Stimpy.
That's another thing, but have you seen the episode with his cousin? On the roof.
Yes.
I died.
Yeah.
I died.
Boneless chicken.
Boneless chicken.
My cousin Boneless.
My cousin Boneless. And he's actually got a southern like y'all to him as well.
Yeah.
And he's just on the roof and he said, "Oh my God, Boneless is on the roof. He's going to die." And I was like, "Oh God, God, this I cannot process what's going on. No. No."
Yeah, I mean.
All right, so in regards to this new, like, cartoon wave,
yeah,
I would say I've got three shows that I truly adore, and it's mainly down to, like, Cartoon Network's, like, concentration on, like, this market at the time. I like We Bear Bears.
Never heard of it.
It's good. Adventure Time.
Yeah, good, good.
And, Regular Show.
It's fine.
You know what I'm saying? Like, like Adventure Time pips it for me.
Didn't love Regular Show.
I liked it because it was just like sometimes it just went too far, like with the conspiracy theories and all that stuff and the things that will happen. And it's just the fact that they revealed in one episode that you see Pops.
Yeah.
God. He's actually, like, the size of his head or the shape of his head is because of a tumor.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I think I saw that one.
It's dark, bruv.
Yeah. Yeah.
And their boss is a gumball machine. So.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Gumball.
Yeah.
Have you seen Gumball?
Yeah.
Gumball's good as well.
Gumball's good.
And Uncle Grandpa as well. And Foster's Imaginary Friends thing.
Yes, I did like that. Yeah. I did like that.
And obviously Gargoyles for the win.
What do you call it? What's that one where it's the guy and the girl and they go to visit their grandpa?
That's Uncle Grandpa.
Nah, it's
Oh, you're talking about the one that's like Rick and Morty? The one that's done by the same people Rick and Morty, then there's the episode in Rick and Morty.
Maybe. Yes.
God. Oh.
That's supposed to be good, but I've never got around to watching it properly. I think I've seen a couple episodes, but I haven't watched it properly.
It's good. It's good.
It's supposed to be good. It's supposed to be really good.
I can't remember it, but I know it's done. It was on Disney at one point.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Obviously Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. If you took Cow and Chicken to movie fights, you'd have lost.
No, I would have won, bro.
No way. You definitely would have lost. It's fucking Cow and Chicken.
No. Boneless. Boneless episode.
You would have lost against Legend of Korra. That's the weakest one.
Nah, I would have. I would have made it work, bruv. Remember, it's not the equipment or the subject. It's your argument, bruv. And the main reason why I would say Cow and Chicken would have won on the basis that it's Unity. It's the most misfit family in the history of animation, and they loved each other. Whether or not it's the Riscate of Super Cow, or, you know, the cousin that was boneless, or, you know, Chicken, who was just some form of, like, rebel without a cause, and he's, like, human friends. He had human friends in this world of mad, crazed mystery.
Human parents.
And they all came together eating pork bucks and taters.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate that.
I felt that was quite disturbing, but...
And the devil of his butt showed up too much.
Mm, mm. It's probably like a weird sort of like acid trip that just went weird and wrong.
Probably.
But...
I don't need to be a part of it.
Hmm, fair enough. But Cow and Chicken was fucking funny. I mean, just for that episode. I never laughed so hard when I was high.
Maybe that's why I never watched it when I was high.
I revisited it, like... I remember it being... I mean, like, don't get twisted... Cow and Chicken and like I Am Weasel and I Are Baboon were part of the same thing.
Yeah.
Like on Cartoon Network. So I would literally. And what's the other one? The Super Friends. Is it Super Friends? The one with Krunk, Justice, American Justice, and. Oh, God.
I know what you're talking about.
But there's a lot.
It's the Super something. And they are Super. Was it Super Pals?
Super Duper Super Pals or something. Super Team or Super Pals?
Let's see if that's a thing.
Mm. But yeah, that used to be the one.
Nah, I don't think that's it. I can't remember what it was.
Super Friends. I'm pretty sure it's Super Friends.
But that's what TV Super Pals.
TV Super Pals.
Yeah, it was on Dexter's Lab.
Dexter's Lab as well. Oh yeah. Omelette du Fromage, one of my favourite episodes.
Yep. Still quote that.
Was it Mandrake?
Yeah.
The Mandrake? Yes, yeah.
Yeah. No. Is it Mandark? Mandark.
Mandark, yeah. Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, some good stuff.
Yeah, TV Super Pals, yeah.
TV Super Pals is good. I mean, Cartoon Network during that period was on fire. Johnny Bravo.
Yeah.
But yeah, I digress. To name my... ultimate favorite animated TV show
of all time,
the GOAT has to go to X-Men animated series.
Finally, something I can get down with. Yeah, if I was on that episode of Movie Fights, that is definitely what I would have brought to the table, and I would have won.
Nah, because if I was like having to go up against you, I would have done Spider-Man the animated series.
As much as I love Spider-Man, I could beat you with X-Men.
Actually, If I was going, like, basically, if we was going up against each other and you was doing X-Men, I would have no choice but to go with the Guyver.
I can beat you with X-Men.
No, no, you can't.
I can beat you with X-Men.
You can't, bruv.
I can.
I could tell Makishima, are you sure?
Yes.
It's a very tough task, sir.
I could do it with X-Men.
I die.
For anime series, with X-Men in my pocket, I'm beating anybody.
I mean, there's a couple of them now. Like, it's not. I mean, like, don't get it twisted. X-Men is a great series.
For the win.
For the win. But you can be it. There are a couple. There are a couple of TV series that can be it. On merit. I'm not talking about the content, because content was dope ass. But in regards, I mean, like,
boy, it's movie fights. You got to be it on everything.
Yeah, and then, yeah, X-Men animated series, or Batman. Batman's the only one that could probably even come
Batman
close.
Batman is close. Is very close. But I could beat Batman.
Yeah, with X-Men.
I've got X-Men arguments that can beat Batman.
But the problem with X-Men, the argument, is that you will definitely, undecidably, have to know it inside and stupid out. Like,
pretty much.
I know it. Like, good and well. Yeah. But inside and stupid out, I couldn't give you...
The thing is, like, you're correct, except what you have to do is know your competitors' choices inside and out.
Yeah, you're playing, yeah.
And definitely, I know Batman enough to beat it.
Mm. Okay, how would you defeat Batman?
With X-Men? Basically, Batman is great.
Yeah.
But with Batman, the animated series, a lot of the episodes are standalones.
Yeah.
Whereas X-Men, most of their episodes, it's leading to something. They're all story arcs.
Intertwined.
And that kind of deep storytelling, like, it's just amazing. Like. Mm. It's just amazing. Plus, they're basically doing what they're doing in the comics, just on, like, animated.
Yeah. Direct translation.
Exactly. Well, not direct, but it was, it was just a solid adaptation. Like, it was truncated enough where it's like, you got the full story, and boom, like, that's it, man. Like, the voice acting on X-Men is amazing. Like, to this day, like, I still read the comics and I hear those voices. Mm-hmm. You can say the same for Batman, I guess.
Or Kevin Conroy.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like, definitely for Batman, but, like,
Mark Hamill?
Yeah, definitely for the Joker. No doubt. No fucking doubt.
To be fair, he helped things with being in that game.
Games. I guess. But even if he wasn't in the games, I'd still hear the voices. Because I still hear the voices for X-Men, and like, yeah. I don't hear those people all the time. It's like, they're not in games and like.
And what I don't appreciate is Gambit's voice.
No, I like Gambit's voice.
Yeah, Jaiji Murami.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit hammy, but like, to me, that's Gambit. Like, that's to me, that is Gambit.
I think, I suppose. Alright, is any more in the mailbag?
No, I only picked out one this week.
Awesome. Alright, so the replaceables. This week's replaceables is... Where is it? I wrote them down. Because what did I do last time? I had done Judge Dredd.
Yeah, you bullshit Judge Dredd.
No, I never. It's fact. Have you checked it out?
I checked it out. It's not a fucking continuation. It's a fucking reboot.
No, it's a sequel.
It's not a sequel.
It is, bro.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is.
Where's the fucking Judge Dredd double pack? Exactly. It doesn't exist. You know why? Because it's not a fucking sequel.
Okay, so the replaceables is going to go to Home Alone 3. Home Alone. Macaulay Culkin and his brother, I believe.
got replaced?
Macaulay Culkin.
By who?
I'm double checking that now, because I had this all written down.
Home Alone 3 is not a... he didn't get replaced.
He did.
It's a different person.
Yeah, hence the term replaceables.
No, but it's a different character.
It's not a different character, same character.
No, it's not fucking Kevin.
It's Kevin.
No, it's not.
Wikipedia!
IMDb!
Actually, IMDb.
Yeah. It's coming with your nonsense again. Now, if you're going to do a recurring spot, do it properly. That's all I'm saying. And take the shit seriously. Don't shush me multiple times.
Oh dear. Don't shush me. Don't shush me multiple times. Oh god. Yeah, so cast. Yeah, you're right. Fine.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And yeah, so my replaceable for this week anyway.
Who's this?
See, this is what happens when I don't have time to prepare.
You have time to prepare.
I only had a week.
Exactly.
Sadly, this replaceable thing takes a lot of time and dedication. Oh god, here we go. See, the problem with this is that you have to look for like really, really bad freaking sequels in order to actually do the replaceables.
Yeah, why not? But that's what you signed up for. You're the one that said you wanted to do replaceables.
Right, Dumb and Dumber. This is the thing.
Guess.
Which is weird because technically it's a prequel, right?
Yep.
But yeah, who played it better?
Who played it better? The fucking Jim Carrey and fucking what's his name, of course.
And Ace Ventura, Pet Detective Junior.
That doesn't count.
Is that the mask? Was it Mask or Mask 2?
That doesn't count.
A lot of Jim Carrey films didn't get a sequel, so they're pretty much on the replaceable list. Do we include The Grinch?
The Grinch? No. What, isn't the new one, isn't the latest one animated?
Yeah, but it's a reboot, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's animated, so it doesn't count.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wallace and Gromit, I know they replaced some of their voices.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
It's the same dudes.
Where is it? It has to be a sequel, right? That was the premise that we set last week. Has to be a sequel.
Yeah.
And...
has to be a sequel, not a reboot.
Sequel, not a reboot. Sequels to films. Films with different cast.
You're not supposed to do the replaceables on air. You're supposed to.
I'm not doing it. Be prepared. This is.
You tip tapping.
I'm not tip tapping. I'm tap dapping. Ugh. So I've been a third airplane. Airplane and airplane two.
Different characters.
Oh, yeah.
Don't call me Shirley.
Yeah, I suppose.
This shit's about to hit the fan.
I guess Star Trek.
Star Trek, what?
Who did they replace? They replaced
nobody.
Okay.
It was a reboot.
And they didn't replace the Joker in Dark Knight Rises, did they?
Nope.
Alright, so...
They replaced Billy Dee Williams.
Billy Dee Williams?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with... yeah, but they also replaced... Batman, I guess. But Batman, I reckon we can rule out. Because right. There's too many replaceables within the Batman series... post-Michael Keaton. Alright, so let's do that one then.
And then what about James Bond?
James Bond.
See, I'm doing replaceables better than you.
Yeah, because there's franchises. There's not that many franchises that you can sort of say appeal to.
James Bond. The other thing I just said.
James Bond, Batman.
Yeah.
Can't include Superman.
No, that was a reboot.
But it was also a reboot in the middle of the original series, so it's like, what?
What? No, it wasn't.
Yeah, the only time it's actually been rebooted is with Man of Steel.
Yeah.
So all the others are meant to be canon.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
This stuff. That dude from Thor.
As in
the dude from Thor. One of his friends, the Mary Trio or whatever they call
it. Oh, the Warriors Three.
Yeah.
Now they all got killed.
No, one got replaced before they got killed. Zachary Levi plays one of them, but he's in the second and third one, but he's not in the first one.
Doesn't matter. That even
matter. It doesn't matter. It's your fucking bit. Oh, yeah. This is why the replaceables doesn't go anywhere.
It does.
No, because you're just putting no effort into it, and I give you gold, and you're like, oh, can't be bothered.
Alright, let's do the Michael Keaton versus Balfour.
Too late. Too late.
It's not too late.
You've given up. The replaceables are dead.
No. You just
they're being replaced by a different segment.
No. Replaceables we're doing.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Spider-Man's another one.
We can, he didn't get replaced.
It's several reboots, isn't it?
Yes. It's not several, it's two.
Three.
I just get fucking annoyed when people keep saying, oh, we've seen two, there are many different Spider-Man. We've seen three. That's it. There's been three. How many different Batmans have we seen?
There's been
like 10 Batman.
No, I haven't been 10.
Fine. That was hyperbole. But you get my point.
This is the thing. It's like, with this term replaceables.
Yeah.
I reckon the parameter should be, I'm going to cut all the shit out anyway. It's like 4 hours long or something.
It's not 4 hours. It's about an hour.
Okay, fine. It's going to have to be something like, you know, you've got the section. How can I put it? It has to be a sequel that all the cast are replaced.
It doesn't have to be all.
Well, some. Or key characters.
Or one. It could just be one. No, one person one is replaced. Person,
yeah, one person is replaced. That was a key character. Yeah. I suppose that's the best way to drum it down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that? You're making it sound difficult.
It's difficult.
It's not difficult. You're just putting no effort into it.
It's only because I only had like 5 seconds. You're like, let's do the show. Let's do the show.
You're supposed to be ready. When I'm running the show, I'm ready. Or I'm at least close to ready.
Bruv,
so I just need like maybe 20 minutes.
Bruv, I want to do this with hot mic because I want this to be documented.
Document the shit out of it.
I had to go into work before I started this show. I had to cover a part of a shift before I started this show.
This is why.
I was doing a wardrobe before I got the phone call to go in and, you know, sort out the frigging workplace in which I work.
This is why every day you do a little bit of prep. Like, you don't wait till the last minute and be like, yeah, you know what, I'm going to do all
it
the
was
prep.
The Six Nations over this weekend.
It was what?
The Six Nations. The largest freaking rugby tournament. I had no time.
What about the rest of the days?
I was working.
You had time to watch fucking Madeline Pryor.
No, I was watching Madeline Pryor whilst doing a wardrobe.
Yeah. Well,
that's the reason why the wardrobe wasn't done.
Because you was watching Madeline Pryor.
It's not Madeline Pryor. It's
Madeline.
What are you talking about? That'll keep in. Definitely keeping that in.
Well, it makes no sense with no context.
Madeline Pryor. Just nuts. Anyway, So, Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Versus, I don't know, because there's been two replaceables in it within that thing.
Yeah.
Who's the
best Batman, Michael Keaton?
Okay. Who's the best Batman?
Who's the second best Batman?
Oof.
Val Kilmer?
This is it. I don't even want to say it. I don't want to say it out loud. Val Kilmer was a better Batman than George Clooney.
Yeah. I don't think that's controversial. That's just...
No, it's factual.
Yeah.
But, like, in any other film...
It's just sad.
Any other film, you would never have said that.
I think you could.
No, because at that time, George Clooney was shit hot.
Yeah, he was shit hot, but I don't think that had anything to do with his acting ability.
It didn't have anything.
It's like that episode of Family Guy, like not Family Guy, American Dad, where she's like, all his acting is just like squinting and tilting his head to the side.
Yeah. Yeah, with the exception of Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah, except.
Dusk Till Dawn was...
Yeah, he was the shit in that.
It was the masterclass.
Really good.
Actually made Dusk Till Dawn watchable, considering the ridiculous context of the purpose of what Dusk Till Dawn was.
Dusk Till Dawn was amazing, because it's like, the beginning is just like, I don't know, like a crime film.
Yeah, it feels like a bank robbery.
Yeah, like...
Then you see Salma Hayek's titties, and then everything goes to crazy shit.
And then, like, the last, like, 45 minutes is vampires and craziness.
Mm. People screaming.
Yeah.
And mauled and ripped apart limb from limb. Sex machine dying a horrible death.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good stuff. You know they turn him into a vampire in the TV series?
I haven't seen it.
Yes. It's a car crash.
Yeah, I don't know. I just never saw the point.
Yeah,
so I think all the sequels put me off as well.
Yeah. So, replaceable-wise, Michael Keaton is the winner. Okay,
yeah.
What about James Bond? Who is the better one out of the replaceables? Out of... Let's make it easier. Okay, we're going to exclude Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to exclude... Timothy Dalton. And the other guy that only did like one.
Are you Lazenby?
Lazenby, yeah.
Then it has to be.
Mm-hmm. So it's Roger Moore, Daniel Craig, Pierce Brosnan. Yeah. I think it's.
Yeah.
Yeah, those three. One has to win, the others have to go.
Yeah, I was going to say Lazenby. That was going to be my choice.
Man, don't get twisted. Lazenby was great, but he only done one, so it's unfair to compare him to any of the others.
Apparently, they offered him more. He said no.
Exactly.
Like, why would you say no?
Because at the time, Bond wasn't
just
anything.
He just didn't sign the contract. He just was like, nah.
No.
I'm just not feeling it. I could just do other shit. What other shit, blood? What other shit?
Yeah, but that's the dark thing about it being James Bond. You can't do any other shit after it. I mean, Pierce Brosnan lucked the fuck out with the Thomas Crown affair. And even that weren't that great.
Yeah. Let me say Pierce.
So, death to Daniel Craig and death to Roger Moore.
Yeah.
See, GoldenEye was good.
Yeah.
But Die Another Day was fucking atrocious.
It's not his fault.
He was in it.
Yeah, he's in it, but it's not his fault.
And Casino Royale was dope.
Yeah. Quantum Solace, I fell asleep twice.
Same.
Like, I fell asleep twice in the same sitting. I fell asleep, went to go see it again. Fell asleep at the exact same part.
Wait, was Quantum Solace the game, or was it actually a film?
It was a film.
Because I know the game was similar.
Probably.
And it wasn't a film.
I mean, the other thing I didn't like about Quantum of Solace it seemed below James Bond's pay grade.
Yeah, it seemed like grunt work.
Yeah, it's like, oh, some dude is, like, trying to, like, he's siphoning off, like, a water supply or whatever. It's like, doesn't really seem like a, you know, you can send people for that. Exactly. Like, you don't need to send James Bond.
Exactly.
But yeah, that happened. Skyfall's alright.
Yeah, I only seen a little bit of that. But I was kind of put off from Quantum Solace.
There's a bit in Skyfall which I really hate. Mm-hmm. And I think you can only really sympathize if you live in London. Mm-hmm. It's the bit where he's chasing Javier Bardem through the train station. And he slides down the escalator, but like the middle part of the escalator. And if you live in London, you know that's not possible because there's things there.
Yeah, you'll die.
There's like notices to like
stop you from
hold on or whatever. Yeah. Mm. And to also stop you from being an idiot sliding down the thing. Mm. And it just grates. It just grates every time I see it.
Because it's lies.
Yeah.
So, mine, controversially, was going to be Daniel Craig, but Roger Moore.
I don't think it's that controversial. I don't think that's controversial.
I'm going to go with Roger Moore then.
Just to be controversial. I was thinking about Roger Moore, but only because, like, he was Bond when I was a kid, so...
No. When you were a kid, it was Timothy Dalton, bro.
Nah, he can't... I mean, look, yeah. It was the transition. Like, it went to Timothy
Dalton. No, we just saw a lot of the Bond films.
From, you sure?
Yeah.
What year did Timothy Dalton be Bond? Like, he only done two as well.
Yeah, he did Living Daylights and View to a Kill.
Yeah. So what year was that? Or what year was the first one?
It was early 80s. I'm not sure if it's 82 or 81.
Alright, fair enough. But it feels like Roger Moore.
Oh, it might be the 90s. Oh, shit.
It feels like Roger Moore was Bond when I was a kid. Hmm. See, look, now I have to look it up.
No. I know the View to a Kill was like early 80s.
Yeah.
Because I had the Amstrad game. And all it would do, it was the worst game in the world.
Yeah.
All it would do is just play the background noise of the soundtrack. It'll be like all computer glitchy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you just used to jump on platform to platform. And you used to press the fire button to kill things.
87.
87, 85, yeah. So,
yeah. So, 87, 89.
What's that? License to Kill?
Living Daylights 87. And
actually, you done three.
What's the other one?
License to Kill.
What? What's the third one?
A View to a Kill.
No. That wasn't him.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm pretty sure. It was not.
Yeah, and License to Kill was 1989.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Anyway. Because Roger Moore did more films, it seems like he was Bond when I was... Those were the ones that were always on TV.
Yeah, but throughout that time, i.e. the 80s, it was Timothy Dalton.
Like the end?
No, beginning, middle and end.
What beginning? 87?
No, bruv.
87 is the fucking end of the 80s.
No, but it's like View to a Kill.
He wasn't in that one.
He was.
Bruv. Don't have to James Bond slap you.
Right, well, karate chop you right now. Fair enough. It's View to a Kill, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough, it was. That was.
Thank you, exactly.
That was his last one.
Whose last one?
Moore.
Exactly. What year was that?
85.
See? Chatting shit.
Karate chop.
It seems like he was. It seems like he was Bond. Through my childhood.
No, the only reason why is because they used to rinse.
That's what I said. Because
on the TV.
That's why you don't listen.
Octopus, I said that. Thunderball.
I fucking said that.
God, no, you never was about to.
I did. I, yeah, exactly.
How many Bond films are there?
28.
No.
27.
No. Apparently it's supposed to be 25.
The 28th, is it?
It's supposed to be 25.
Okay.
The two that they don't count as canon. Are from Russia with Love.
Yeah.
They don't count that. No, it's not that one. It's what's the one where you only live twice? Yeah. They don't count that one. And they don't count the Casino Royale.
Yeah.
And they don't count,
I think it's just those two.
No, there's another one. Don't think it's, because Goldfinger's definitely a James Bond film. There's another one. Not Goldeneye. But in regards to the Ian Fleming books that are actually out. Shit, Live and Let Die, that was such a banging soundtrack. I can't remember anything that happened in that film.
I can't remember anything that happened in any of them. Like, to me, I think because they were on all the time, like, to me, a James Bond film is like a McDonald's. Like, you consume it, and then that's it, you forget about it.
It's a bit weirder than that. It's like, it depends on what culture you're from. I mean, like, in England, we just...
This culture, I'm talking about me. That's why I said...
Fine.
Try and transport my analogy somewhere else in the world.
I'm just saying, like, Aston Martins and all that stuff is more of, like, an outside-looking in thing, looking like it's...
No, cool. I mean, all that stuff is fine, and it looks cool and whatever, but the reason why I say it's like a McDonald's is it was on all the time. Like, it's not, like... James Bond is not dear to my heart. Like, I couldn't give a shit. Like, I watch one.
I mean, Dr. Matt, which is the one with Oddjob?
Fuck knows.
I know he's in a couple. And that one with the...
Oh, it's the Man with the Golden Gun.
Man with the Golden Gun and Doctor... Is he in Doctor No?
I think so. He's just in one.
Oh, yeah, the Man with the Golden Gun and Goldfinger, maybe.
No, he's just in one.
Sure.
Pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Christopher Lee. Baddest villain alive.
Oh, Oddjob. Wait, which one's Oddjob?
One with the bowler hat with the trim.
The trim?
Yeah, the steel bowler
hat. Yeah, what did he look like?
He's Chinese.
Okay. Wait.
I think he was Chinese. But we'll go with South Asian? Pacific. Asian, maybe. Because remember, you had that little guy that looked like a cherub in Man with the Golden Gun.
What was his name? I think that's who I was thinking of.
No, it's not him. I know.
I know who. Yeah, he's not in the Man with the Golden Gun. He's in a different one.
No. Crazy. Anyway.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't really give a fuck about James Bond.
Why?
Controversially.
Why?
Even though I do champion.
Guy kill.
I do champion a Danny Dyer as the next James Bond.
Bruv, you're ridiculous.
Let's do this before he gets too old.
James Bond, right?
Danny Dyer.
James Bond.
Hashtag Danny Dyer for James Bonds.
James Bond.
In fact, I'm going to do that right now.
Don't do it.
Doing it right now.
You are neglecting your role as a influencer.
Huh?
You're neglecting your role as an influencer.
Nah. I'm performing my role as an influencer.
I mean, like, the four people that are your followers will not appreciate what you're doing right now.
They will appreciate it.
I don't.
They will. They will, because they'll see this before they hear this.
No.
Hmm?
Yeah. I'm going to put Shunt Shuns Redacted. Stuff. So yeah, I mean, like, but in regards to my,
there's Danny Dyer, the number four, James Bond.
It's not number four.
What's not number? What's number four?
Number four is Daniel Craig.
No.
No, number five.
Just the number four instead of writing four.
What? As in the Google search.
What? No, as in the hashtag. What the fuck are you talking about?
So your one's number four.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Wait, what? Is it already been, like, there for, like, time?
What?
Like when you typed in a hashtag, was there, like, one that was prompting?
No.
That's terrible.
I'm just letting people know so that when they want to type in Danny Dyer for James Bond, they put the same one that I put. Let's get this trending. Boom.
You're irresponsible.
That's not irresponsible. It's super responsible.
It's criminally irresponsible.
Look, Danny Dyer needs to be James Bond.
Have you seen Football Factory?
We need Danny Dyer as James Bond.
Have you seen The Business?
No.
Have you seen... What's that freaking horror film? He's done a couple of horror films.
Yeah. No, I haven't. I'll tell you which ones I've seen. I've seen that one with 50 Cent. And I've seen that one, Human Traffic. That's it. I've seen those two films.
Oh, God.
And I've seen him in EastEnders.
Alright, brother.
Yeah, nice one. Nice, it's a nice one, son. Nice one, brother.
Alright, brother.
Nice one, son.
Alright, brother.
Who the fuck are ya?
Fuck, I can't remember that fucking thing. I know I should respond better. Oh, God, who the fuck are ya? Who are ya? Who are ya? I can't remember. It's a very, very, very,
She was more cockney than I was.
A bang.
Who the fuck you calling in Bangkok, son?
Oh, Jesus. What's the one in Football Factory? I banged the granny out of her.
That just sounds horrible.
It was.
You would remember that one.
And Mill Brick, obviously. Alright. I think that's enough.
Yeah.
Alright, so Danny Dyer, hashtag whatever, do not follow Redacted at my name is Redacted. Follow me instead, Shunt Life, at Shunt Life. And you've also got us on Twitter, you've also got us on all forms of media. The only reason why I'm making an effort is because over the last couple of weeks I've been kind of slack in regards to letting people know where we're at. But if you're anywhere, we will find you.
We will find them.
That's what I'm saying, we'll find them. Okay. You don't have to come to us, we'll go to you. I'm going nowhere. No, but that's what I'm saying, via the optics of the internet. The internet is always static, I guess.
No.
Well, if you search
the
for
opposite.
Us. If you search for us, you will find us.
Yeah.
While on Real Dumb Shit.
That makes more sense.
While on Real Dumb Shit, signing out. My name is Shunt, and he is the one called
Redacted.
Now, get out of here.